Now, friends, we're in this section of dividing the land. In the book of Joshua, the wars are over for the most part, and now the land is divided, and chapter 19 is part of the consignment of the lands to the tribes of Israel. This is the last chapter of this particular section of the consignment of the land. We have chapters 15 through 19. And actually, we saw that the tribe of Judah was given a special preference because it was the kingly tribe, and it will be in that tribe in the center of the land that the king will choose actually the place that will be the capital, both the political capital and the religious capital of the nation. And as we well know, that became Jerusalem, and it was David who made the choice. Now in chapter 19, we see the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And they had in their inheritance Beersheba, and Sheba, and Moladah. And if you would get your map and look up these places, some of them are a little hard to locate, you'll find that this was the extreme south of the land. Dan was way up in the north, and Simeon was way in the south, and Beersheba was just about the jumping off place, and that's what it is today. And they went all the way, and I know that there have been some folk that kid me a great deal because I used the expression all the way from Dan to Beersheba. Well, that encompasses, of course, the whole land, and that means it would cover any subject. So the chapter 19, why we have that given, and it reveals how much in detail God gave concerning these people and the land. The land and the people go together. And not only did he give the nation Israel this land, here the land of Canaan, and it was much larger than that as we've seen, but now they possess the land of Canaan. And God gives not only the land to them, but he gives a particular area to a particular tribe. Simeon is in the extreme south. Judah is next. And the very interesting thing is here, it reveals that he gave to each family in each tribe a particular section. Now that is important, so that God was concerned about each individual and his possessions. This is remarkable. Remarkable for many different ways, but especially it has a lesson for us today. God is concerned about your personal, private life. And for him, it's not personal or private. He knows you like a book. This idea today, a man said to me, was a rather godless neighbor. He said, I want to get off out in the desert to myself where I can get away from everybody. Well, we all have that desire to get away from other people. But I reminded him, and I don't think he appreciated it, but I reminded him he wasn't going to get away from God. I said, you can't run away from him, brother. He'll be right out there in the desert waiting for you. He knows this. We talk about getting away, and it's wonderful to get away like that with the Lord. You remember the Lord Jesus, when he was here, he retired many times to a desert place to pray, and that's where he would take his disciples. Now, I think I probably should call attention here, as they mention the other tribes, to this man Joshua. We said we were going to mention that. Now, you would think that Joshua, and by the way, he belonged to the tribe of Ephraim, and there's some very choice land up in that area. I thought when I was in that land that the most picturesque part of the land of Israel today is in that particular area that was given to Ephraim. It's up there where you have Mount Ebal and Gerizim. It's where the woman at the well was. It became Samaria later on. It's very beautiful, very picturesque country. And there's some spots that are very delightful. Now you would think that when they're going to give Joshua a place in the land, that all the people would say, Brother Joshua, you have led us, and you've been God's man for us, and we are here because you are the one that God chose to lead, and you just pick out any spot you want, and it'll be yours. But that's not what happened. Joshua made the choice, and do you notice what he chose? Verse 49 of chapter 19. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coasts, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, among them. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt therein. And you know what Timnath-Serah is? A barren place. I think probably chose one of the worst spots that could have been chosen. Does that remind you of anyone else that we have been talking about in the Old Testament? You remember when Abraham and Lot returned back from the land of Egypt? It was Abraham that said to Lot, now you pick any section you want, and I'll take what's left. It's amazing to see how big these men are, and yet they're sinful men, weak men like we are today. And yet when the chips are down, as the saying goes, this is what these men will do. They reveal that they are big men. They reveal that there is something, even in their fallen human nature, that makes them maybe a little different than the selfishness of the bulk of humanity. This man, Joshua, took Timnath-Serah. What a place that he took. It would be like taking the backside of the desert where Moses went to when he left the land of Egypt forced to flee. This is certainly a revelation of the character of this man Joshua, and it reveals the people. They were perfectly satisfied to let this man of God have that small portion and such a barren place, by the way. What a message is here, and it's told here in the most casual way.